Hi Deborah, hopefully this works and you can listen to this. Thanks very much for sending in your assignments. Sorry if it's taking me a bit longer to get back to you than I've liked. It's all been a bit hectic. So your first essay, Can We Describe Cooks as Food Chemists? Very interesting essay, well written, and a good read. You obviously enjoy writing. And this is a good essay just to get us back into the idea of thinking about things and getting it down on paper. It's interesting you chose to write to a younger child, and it's a good and encouraging essay. I think we can maybe have a little bit more just on the different types of food, and I suppose it's an interesting take you've taken to it, and that's good. I like that. But the other aspect of it is what we actually do to food when we cook it, and what changes when we put food through the process. So if you remember, there's two routes with this course. There's the recreational learner, and then there's a pre-course learner, and you're we agreed you would aim for pre-course submissions. So if you check again, I'll email you the guidelines for that again, but we do need some references. So at the end you say, Hippocrates said, you've got a typo there, let thy medicine be thy food, and thy medicine be thy... And you've written here, let thy medicine be thy food, and thy food be thy medicine. So you should really have a reference for that, where somebody's said that. Actually, if you do a direct quote from somebody, you need a page number. But otherwise, good, a good start, enjoyable read, so thanks for that. So your second essay, The Heart of the Matter, again, it's well written. You obviously know your subject. It's always an interesting exercise, that, to tighten all your muscles. And again, good, easy to follow instructions and accurate comments on our modern lives. Good advice from your father about where to go and get undisturbed time. Hopefully, as long as the house has an alternative bathroom for the needy. So, as I say, it's well written. What would make it even better is to add some references into you. I know you're travelling, and that's not going to be the easiest, perhaps. As you say here, isn't it incredible how visualization alone can change your mood? So it's at these points where you can put in a reference to that, where maybe somebody's done some research on visualization, and it backs up what is at the moment really just your opinion. Does that make sense? So academic writing, it does get a bit more boring in one sense. But it encourages us to be able to back our arguments up, not just our own opinion, but research other people have done. And now it's opened in a document that has page numbers. So on page 8, I think it's the third page of your heart essay. Just a typo in the second paragraph, bottom of the second paragraph, third line. Breathe has an E in the end. You've got a couple of them. Again, healthy mind, healthy body. There's good research to back up your arguments here. See if you can find a reference for these sort of this sort of advice. So again, a good essay, well written, and I'm sure you can probably use this writing for other things as well. And as a if you're a recreational learner, this would be fine. In order to bump up a notch, we would like you to at some point to provide some references for the stuff you're talking about. And if you check the pre-course guidelines, this is a point where we want you to include some herbs as well for the system. So maybe that's something you could add in for me. To get the pass on these essays, we won't insist on it for the first one, but for your cardiovascular and respiratory essays, be good just to have a good paragraph on some of the herbs that we'd use to treat different parts of those systems, if that's okay. And so your next essay, The Breath of Life. Yeah, it's really important, isn't it, this connection, this intimate connection life has with breath. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4. Fifth paragraph, first line, we breathe, needs an E, more quickly. On the next page, 10, alveoli, so actually you probably use the adjective alveolar. Third line of that paragraph, breathe spelt right, the dangers of spell checkers. In your next paragraph you say what goes in must come out, and yes, you're right, hopefully these toxins will be taken out, but also some of them, it will stay in there. I've spoken to pathologists before, and they've found that on autopsy they actually can find like pockets. Often it's drugs. The drug the person's been on, and the body is actually just taking that drug and decide to put it somewhere, like in a cyst or in the liver or somewhere, and just encapsulate it off. And any time it gets that, it just puts it in there. So unfortunately, some of these toxins, heavy metals and stuff like that, once we breathe them in, then unfortunately they're not going to come out. Third paragraph, you've used the American spelling of feces. The English has an A in it. So again, well written, good advice. As we said previously though, if you can back this up, there are various bits of research on forest bathing, it's called now. Can't just go for a walk in the woods, you've got to go and forest bathe. Sorry. But there's, you know, a good lot of research about the positive benefits of nature and walking and oxygen and stuff like that. I like the trees. I don't know quite where they were going to go if they left, but they are such a special bunch, aren't they? So again, good advice, vitamin C and E, you're saying here, known to help with lung health, so are known, that's a perfect opportunity for you to say where you heard that, or, you know, what source. Obviously, you're travelling, these will probably be web-based rather than books, but that's fine. It's just getting into the habit of backing it up. Yes, I like the fact that broccoli looks like bronchioles. But again, these are all things. There's a lot of research done on free radicals and the antioxidant. So another a good paragraph, but even better if you can back it up with a reference. So well done overall. These are a good start. As we said, we'll a pass on the first one. The food chemists, but if you can top up the next two with references, that would be great. But, you know, you've got a good writing style, you're obviously interested and knowledgeable at the subject, so well done, this is a good start. I need to check in with you about the monographs. I think you were going to photograph them, emailed photo of each page to follow. I need to check I've got that from you. Digestive system diagram. It's good to see you have a good drawing hand. obviously enjoy drawing as well, so that's great, that's a good start. I'm glad to see you've taken it past the, you know, followed the instructions and taken it past just an anatomy diagram. And the second page of your digestive system is just exactly what we're talking about, exactly what we want. And by having a bit of fun with it and you know, creating these ideas, then I'm sure you'll remember this better. So well done, really loved the all the stuff going on. Knock knock at the pyloric sphincter. So well done. If you could, it looks like a little bit of work in progress, because the cardiovascular system, again, it's good, a good anatomy diagram, but what we're more interested in is you know, what's going on in the system. So anatomy is the structure, and the physiology is the function. So we just need a bit more function. Just to say, like the wee spaceman, you said here valves to assist gravity. Well, it's actually, you know, to resist gravity. Obviously, gravity is pulling down all the time, so it's actually to oppose gravity rather than to assist it. And this is the whole point, that in the cardiovascular system, by the time we get round to the veins, then the pressure really has dropped pretty much. By the time it gets back to the heart, the pressure from the pump is back down to zero. So it's to, as you're saying here, these valves are very important. As the muscles around the veins contract, then that pushes blood up into the through the valves, and then that can't return. So this is why, you know, if we're standing for a long time, we should be wiggling our toes. So good, but if you can just give us a bit more on that, the breakdown of that again. You've done so well on the GIT one, that the others could do with that such treatment as well now. And the respiratory system needs that treatment with what's going on within the lung tissue in terms of the function. The other thing for pre-course requirements is that you again give us some herbs for the system, preferably on the diagram, but however you manage that, and not just a list of herbs, as we said in the guidelines, not just a list of them, but you know, broad actions of the herbs, what you want to do within the lungs or the respiratory system, the digestive system, with your herbs, whether you're wanting to dry or cleanse or clean or cool, or, you know, does that make sense? So again, to get a pass on those herbs and expand on the GIT is fine, but in terms of the diagrams, expand a bit on the cardiovascular, and repeat the second and complete the second page for the respiratory. Otherwise, well done. For the definitions, I've only got like a one liner for each month, so I'm not quite sure what's happened there. Maybe you could check that for me. As I say, it's just the first one. I've only got alchemy for month one, and there's a list of these definitions to provide. And again, the more you can put, it can just turn into a simple cut and paste thing, and you know, that's what we try and avoid as well, with, you know, giving proper references as well within the essays, that we know that it's not just, you know, lifted from somewhere. And then the definitions, the main thing is to try and put it into your own words to explain it in the same way as you did with the digestive system. These little workers, you know, going on and doing stuff. The more you can put it into your own words and explain it, then the more you're going to remember it. So that's your aim with the definitions. And as I say, I'll send you another copy of the pre-course guidelines. So look forward to seeing the monographs, the photos of that. Again, make sure that you've it's not just the two pages for pre-course. You need to expand it past the two pages and give us about four or five different authors. Obviously, we know you're travelling, and whatever you can do for us at this stage is great. Keep getting back to us, and look forward to seeing you very soon. Okay, safe travels, and thanks again for all the work. Look forward to seeing the next lot, and if you can repair these little bits we've asked for between now and then, that'd be great as well. Okay, take care, bye now.